Jimmy Pumpkinhead. One April afternoon, I lay dreaming in the smoking room, just as I had lain 2 years before, and mechanically, I looked among the tawny eastern rugs for the wolf's skin. At last, I distinguished the pointed ears and flat, cruel head, and I thought of my dream where I saw Genevieve laying beside it. The helmet still hung against the threadbare tapestry, among them the old Spanish morion, which I remembered Genevieve had once put on when we were amusing ourselves with ancient bits of mail from the King in Yellow.
Hey, so whatever happened to the Scarecrow?
Jimmy asks the wizened old man with red octagon lens glasses. Jimmy tottered on his broomstick legs, his orange pumpkin face contorted into a terrified grimace. The slightly moldy green and black eyes fixed firmly on the storyteller. Old Dr. Nicky Dick, his face as bald and expressionless as a bowling ball, continued the tale. Being ravaged and killed by the flying monkey motherfuckers, he was dead and left where he lay. Straw here, straw there, a little fabric, a little cloth. His painted face, head, all ripped to pieces. And Feathertop in the Hawthorne story became, in the end, a medley of straw and tattered garments, with some sticks protruding from the heap, and a shriveled pumpkin in the midst. The eye holes lustreless with a rudely carved gap, that just before had been a mouth twisted into a despairing grin. What has become of me? Interrupted Jimmy in an excited panic of terrible realization. Old Dr. N, the crooked Mulkin magician from Moloch County, pulled out his pepper box and tapped out a line of white powder onto the mirror that sat between him and Jimmy. Dr. Pip's powders, son, will keep you wired for life. I will see to it that you stay hooked up.
But I don't like white powders, Doc. Why can't I smoke a pipe like old Feathertop?
Whined Jimmy, as he wiped his nose and shivered all over with a fresh wave of tension. He could feel his eye holes widen out, and his heart, or whatever served as his heart, raced.
Can't cop it, kid. Mother Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. There is no more smoke to be had in this county.
Dr. Ann snorts with a disapproving scowl. Besides, kid, this is the same stuff your old granddaddy Jack used to get off on. We could score some at Prospero's castle. His parties have everything.
You gotta stay high, kid. We don't have the connect.
Besides, you would never get into that party. You'd end up in the basement. Your decaying face, some freak's mushy, moldy fuckhole.
Dr. Ian replies in a disinterested tone. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Jimmy. You won't ever make it down the yellow sign brick road. You'll end up like the Scarecrow long before you even try to crash the party.
Furthermore, that the adventurer might lack no possible advantage toward a fair start in life, this excellent old dame gave him a token by which he was to introduce himself to a certain magistrate, member of the council, merchant, and elder of the church, the four capacities constituting but one man, who stood at the head of society in the neighboring metropolis. The token was neither more nor less than a single word, which Mother Rigby whispered to the Scarecrow, and which the Scarecrow was to whisper to the merchant. Gouty is the old fellow, and he'll run thy errands for thee, when once thou hast given him that word in his ear, said the old witch. Mother Rigby knows the worshipful Justice Gookin, and the worshipful Justice knows Mother Rigby. Here the witch thrust her wrinkled face close to the puppets, chuckling irrepressibly and fidgeting all through her system, with delight at the idea she was meant to communicate.
But what about the black man's wardrobe that belonged to Feathertop and a special token? You told me that these were my inheritance as a gentleman. I feel just certain that I can gain admission to the Mask of the Yellow King.
Jimmy's eyes were wide and black, with the luminance that gave even Dr. N a shiver. You're all crunked up, kid. Here, let me pour you some more rum into that mug you're drinking from. You're getting too excited. You've been drinking too much meth cola to be doing Dr. Pips. You gotta come down some. Think clearly about this. I'm just trying to help you out, kid. Crap. I got you this job and a steady supply of what's going to keep you alive. Why do you got to go think about leaving now?
Dr. Nikodek did, in fact, need Jimmy. He was one of the few people. He was one of the few persons who could deal with the vagary of birds and to the squirrel gangs on the west side. Jimmy had married a blackbird, and his granddad was killed by Squirrel King, Jack Pumpkinhead, and the Sawhorse, who was disposed by Wild Dogga. When a Squirrel King shatters Jack's Pumpkinhead, he was rescued by the Wizard of Oz. The Squirrel King suffered politically, and this shifted the balance of power. Jack returned and worked underground to unite Crows and Wild Dogga in a decisive battle that toppled the monarchy and gave the gang bosses control of the forest. The truce only lasted for a time before the forest split along a east-west axis. The gang war was taking a terrible toll on each side and was bad for business. Jimmy Pumpkinhead was able to renegotiate the peace when he married a blackbird. He did not exactly marry her, but accidentally knock her up, and this child was a prophesied king of the forest that both gangs recognized.